A Christian relief organization is challenging Christians to walk with President Obama. Your help is needed for a new project in Uganda, and Bible students focus on factory workers in northern India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the United States as a new administration could be problematic for Christian organizations. The Obama administration hinted at forcing funding recipients into non-discrimination hiring practices or hiring non-Christians and others. Food for the Hungry's Ben Homan isn't sure what's going to happen, but one thing's certain.
A change in leadership and the burden, the responsibility that comes with that actually gives faith-based organizations an opportunity to walk with a new leader and to stay in conversation, to stay in relationship, to be engaged.
Holman hopes if conversations continue with the new leadership, there will be little to fear.
The important thing in moving our civil society forward and the important thing in moving the gospel forward is to stay in conversation and in relationship with leaders. And we're not always going to agree.
Pray that faith-based funding will be allowed to continue. Next, President Obama's desire for engagement with Iran is likely to do little to change Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's guile for the U.S. He blames the West for the growth of Christianity there and is taking action. International Christian Concerns' Jeff King says believers are arrested, beaten, and even tortured. He says that's not all.
Parliament is looking to push an apostasy law with life sentences, with death sentences for Muslims that convert to Christianity. This isn't just posturing. This is real stuff. We're helping some of these brothers that come out of their bodies and minds broken after being tortured.
King believes he knows why Iran is taking this action.
They see the youth slipping away, and they don't know what to do. And so Ahmadinejad has said, I'm going to stop Christianity. I'm going to crush it. And I think what he's going to find out is that they actually spread Christianity, increase it exponentially.
King says this oppression will cause the church to be creative in their outreach. Pray for boldness in their witness. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new project is being launched in Uganda. MNN's Ruth Kramer is there with more.
Today we trekked a couple of hours into the bush to visit the Bali Project. This is a new project for Compassion International, and sister station WCSG from Grand Rapids, Michigan, is helping to launch it by helping get sponsors for the 221 children. The kids themselves will tell you how excited they are about that.
African church, we are no longer fatherless. We are no longer motherless. Long live Compassion International. We are no longer helpless. We are recognized. Praise God, praise God. African church, your future is bright and shining. Your berries are fed with solids and liquids. So. Compassion International is in the press. You are free from child labor and torture. Praise God, praise God.
Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Bali, Uganda.
Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia Bible students are reaching out to people who are in the industrial areas of Jammu and Kashmir, India. They're telling workers about Jesus' power to save and heal. They do that through personal testimony and handing out tracts. Not everyone's happy to hear their message, though. Some factory owners are abusive, but others have welcomed them. The students also help in tutoring centers. Pray for them. They have a goal to share Christ with 20,000 people. And in 2007, a Category 5 hurricane dealt a deadly blow to indigenous people living in Nicaragua's Atlantic coast, destroying crops and families. Since then, the Christian Reform World Relief Committee's been fundraising to help hurricane victims. Earlier this month, cyclists completed a journey across Nicaragua from the Atlantic to the Pacific coast. They were able to raise $40,000 toward their $100,000 goal to aid farmers. If you'd like to help, visit our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book Peter Dynamite, the Peter Danica Senior Story, Missionary to the Russian World and Founder of the Ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.